This is the second of the 48 ways as preparation for Shavuot and for the refuah of Rabbi Sammy. The second of the 48 ways is Shmiyata Ozen, listening with ears. In the Mishnah it says that a person should always say, the world was created for me. An all-powerful God does not need to economize on space or effort. He could easily create a whole world for any of us individually. That means the only reason other people are in your world is because it benefits you. And that benefit can't be just physical. You can't hang out with the whole world. The world is created for me means that God created it all to teach me. Every human being, every natural phenomenon, every event has a message that God is giving to us. To develop ourselves, we need to listen to those messages. That's why listening is the second of 48 ways after constant study. Listening to people is a major source of wisdom. The insights and experiences of others are one of the most important ways God communicates with us. But it isn't easy to listen to people. It takes effort, and we don't always want to make the effort. We are distracted by our own problems, or we don't respect a person enough to hear them out, or we are worried we might have to change if we listen to them. So the first step to listening is to be willing to make the effort to pay attention. But it isn't enough just to pay attention. It's necessary to make the effort to evaluate what you hear. Sometimes people are saying true things, and sometimes they're mistaken. And even if what they say is true, they can't always express it well. The key to evaluating is to ask the question, what is being said? When someone says something on an important subject, always ask yourself, what did he or she say? When the rabbi spoke in the shul for half an hour, ask yourself, what was the central point? Do I agree with it or not? When your spouse has a complaint about what you did, ask yourself, what was the essence of his or her complaint? Then you can decide, was it right? Use the question what to get at the essence of something. You just read a novel, ask yourself, what did it say? Did you learn something new? If not, maybe it wasn't worth your time. What was the message of the movie you just saw down? Do you agree with it? Would you be happy if your kids thought that the characters in the movie were role models? Asking what do we learn from it is the way to study any story from the Torah. Moshe turns the waters of Egypt to blood. Frogs swarm over Egypt. Dirt turns to lice. Pharaoh still refuses to send away the Jewish people. What do we learn? That a human being can ignore even the most obvious realities if it goes against what he desires. The most important what question to ask is, what am I living for? What is the purpose of life? Is it having fun, having a family, helping my people, connecting with the ultimate reality behind everything? Take life and look for the essence of it. The rabbis of the Talmud tell us that real listening, getting at the essence, is the key to bringing the redemption. In Masechta Sanhedrin, it says, Rabbi Shua ben Levi ran into Elio the prophet. He said to him, when is the Mashiach coming? Elio said, go ask him yourself. He went to him and he said, when are you coming? The Mashiach said, today. Rabbi Shua ben Levi went back and he waited, and the Mashiach didn't come. He went back to Elio and said to him, he lied to me. He said he was coming today and he didn't come. Elio said, you didn't hear him correctly. This is what he said to you. Today, if you listen to God's voice, may we merit to listen to what God wants to teach us from this long exile and bring the Mashiach soon, even today.